Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim irak kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem yizborach, we're about to begin the seventh topic of Parshas Ekev, where Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musar and Chizuk to Am Yisrael to keep the mitzvahs with all of their details. By the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Yud, Posuk Yud Beis. Ve'ato Yisrael emo adoino yaloyhecho shu'el meimoch, ki im li'ro es adoino yaloyhecho lo leches b'chol d'rochov u'le'ahavo isoi. ולעבוד את אדוינו אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך לשמור את מצוות אדוינו וזכוכו יסוב אשר עונכי מצווך היום לטוב לך. And now Am Yisrael, although we just got through discussing all the chatoim you did throughout the 40 years in the desert, Hashem still loves you, and all He is asking of you is to fear and be in awe of Him, to follow His ways, and to love Hashem, and to serve Him with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and to keep all of the mitzvahs and the chukim that I am commanding you. And all of this for one purpose only. L'toiv loch, it should be good for you. Hashem wants to give you schar. These are the psukim that the Mesilas Yesharim builds his sefer on. And he puts all avodas Hashem under five shoroshim, five foundations. Yiras Hashem, l'oleches b'chol d'rochov, Ahavas Hashem, ulo'ovdoi v'cholavavchem, and lishmoires mitzvois Hashem. Says Rashi, Ve'ato Yisrael. What's the Ve'ato, and now? Now that we just got finished through talking about the Chatoim, the Mamri Me'isemim Hashem, throughout the 40 years, Af al pi she'asisem kol zois, oidenu rachamo v'chibosei aleichem, He still loves you. U'mikol ma shechotosem lefonov, although you did so many sins, eino yishoyel mikem kem le'yiro ve'goymel. All He's asking of you is these five shoroshim. Yiras Hashem, lo leches b'chol d'rochov, le'avas Hashem, ulo'ovde b'chol avamchem, and nishmeres mitzvois Hashem. Nevertheless, v'rabbi seinu d'orshu mikan, Chazal darshan, that the shoyel me'imoch, mo Hashem olekecho shoyel me'imoch, is only going on ki'im le'yiro es Hashem olekecho. As Chazal say, ha'koil b'dei shomayim, chutz mi'yiras shomayim. What does the word shoyel mean? Shoyel means to ask or to borrow. In both cases, there's something you have that I don't. You have information which I don't, so I ask you, what time is it, for instance? You have something, a kli, that I don't, so I borrow it from you. Hashem has everything. Hakul b'dei shamayim. There's one thing Hashem doesn't have, and that is your yira shamayim. And that is what He's asking of you. Hakul b'dei shamayim chutz mi'ira shamayim, Chazal are darshaning. I'm not sure where the drasha comes from that it's only going on the yiro. In the posh pshat, shoyel me'imoch is going on all five items in these two psukim. Lishmoir es mitzvoy Hashem ve'af hi loy lechinom. You're not doing it for free. Elo le'toiv loch. The purpose is shet tekablu schar. You should get reward. Posuk Yudalid, Hein el Adoino, Yeloyhecho, Hashamayim, Ushmei Hashamoyim, Horet, V'chol Asherbo, Rak, Bavo Yisecho, Choshak Adoino, Le'ahavo Yisom, Vayimchar, Bezaro, Machariyem, Bochem, Mikol Ho'amim, Kayoim Azeh.
Hashem owns everything, the skies and all of its layers, the earth and everything in it. And the only thing that Hashem chose to embrace and love from all that He owned, the entire universe, was your ancestors. The word choshak is a very strong lashon of love. We had this lashon by the Mishkan, by the chashukei kesef, the silver rings, hugging, embracing the amudim. That's the only thing Hashem chose from all the universe. And He chose in their children after them. They had many children. Avraham had Yishmael. Yitzchok had Esav. But no. Bochem. The lineage goes on through you. Mikoil Amim from all the other nations. Kayoim Azeh. As you see this day. Hashem has chosen you. Says Rashi. Hein Hashem Elokecho. Akoil. He owns everything. Ve'af al pichein. Rak ba'avoyisecho. Choshak Hashem. Min hakoil. Uvezarom and in their children. B'mi. Which part of their children? Bochem. You only Am Yisrael. K'mu she'atem ro'im eschem chashuki mikol ha'amim. Hayom hazeh. As you see, you are loved more than all the other nations. Look what Hashem did for you.
Umaltem eis oralas levavchem veorpechem loisakshu oid.
And now Moshe Rabbeinu asks us to do two things. Just like we have an orla by Bris Mila, that's a physical orla that we have to cut off. Around the heart, we have a metaphorical orla, stuffing up the heart, not letting the truth penetrate. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Umaltem es orlas levavchem. Cut off that orla, let the truth penetrate. But that's not enough. Often somebody can hear the truth, but he's still stubborn, he's still stuck in his ways. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, take the next step. Stop having that stiff neck that you're directed in one direction. You heard the truth. You recognize that you're on the wrong path. So now change your direction. Stop being so stubborn. Says Rashi, Olas levavchem, oitem levavchem mevikisuyoi. What stuffs up the heart and what covers it up and doesn't allow you to listen to the truth?
Posuk Yud Zayin, ki Adonai Eloheichem, hu Elohei ho Elohim, v'Adonai ho Adonim, ho Eila Godoi la Gibur v'Anoiro, asher lo Yisofonim, v'lo Yikach Shoichad.
Because your God is the force and the power above and in charge all other powers and forces. He is the master of all masters. He is the great, mighty, and awesome God who doesn't give special consideration to anybody, and he doesn't take bribes. And therefore, what is the purpose of the Torah telling us all this?
Says Rashi, V'adoinei ha'adoinim lo yuchal shum odoin lehatzil eschem miyodoi.
And if you do averes and Hashem decides to punish you, nobody could save you from his hand. If you take off the yoke of heaven from your necks, Hashem will not give you special consideration. You can't bribe him with money. In Posuk Yud Zayin, we show Hashem's mightiness, his strength, his midas hadin. And Posuk Yud Ches tells us it's the very same God that does chesed. He does the mishpot with orphans and almonois, the underdogs of society. And he loves geirim and he provides for them food and clothing.
Says Rashi, Oisem mishpat yosoyim ve'almono harei gvura.
In Posuk Yud Zayin, we saw Hashem's gvura. Ve'itzel gvura osoy, right next to it, atamoitzeh and v'sanusoy. You see his humility helping all the unfortunate ones. Rashi is bothered by a question. That's all he gives a ger, bread and clothing. Says Rashi, no, that's a very choshuva thing. What did Yaakov Avinu daven for when he left the Yitzchok's house to Lavan? The basics, those are the most important things.
And
you too should love the geirim, because you remember what it means to be a geir. You yourself are foreigners in Mitzrayim.
Says Rashi, ki geirim eisen mum shebecho al tuma lechavercho.
Don't insult him. Don't put him down that he's a foreigner, he's a geir. You yourself are a geir, and you know how it feels like.
Posukcho vesaduino yeloihecho tiro oiso isa avoid.
The subject of the Pasuk is who is allowed to make a Shavua B'Shem Hashem. Says the Torah, if you are Yorei as Hashem, you fear and in awe of Hashem, and you serve Him, and you cling to Him, then you're allowed to swear B'Shem Hashem.
Says Rashi, Es Hashem Elokecho Tiro, V'Savoid Loi, V'Sidbak Boi.
Then you're allowed to swear. Rashi above in Parshas Vayeschanan, Perek Vav Posuk Yud Gimel, elaborated on this more. You have a kemat, an identical posuk over there, except for Uvoi Sidbok. That doesn't appear there, but it says, Hashem Elokecho Tiro, Voice Yisavo V'Shmoi Tishoveya. Says Rashi over there.
Why?
You'll be careful not to make a shvua shekel. But
if not, you're not allowed to swear because you're not trustworthy that you're swearing truthfully.
Posuk Chof Aleph, Hu Seilo Sechov, Hu Elohecho,
Hu asher osoy techo es hagdoy loy des hagdoy roy so eile asher ro einecho.
Hu sei losecho. Either it means he is the one you should be praising, that you should praise Hashem, or he is your praise. In other words, you take pride in him, that you are so, you take pride that you're a Yid, that you're the chosen nation. He is your God. He is the one that did these great and awesome things for you that you saw in Mitzrayim and throughout the last 40 years in the desert. You came down to Mitzrayim with 70 people, as we saw above in Parshas Vayigash. And now Hashem has made you so many, like the stars of the sky. Ignore Perigur Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu is in the middle of a sentence. And therefore, Ve'ohavto, Eis Adonino Eloheicho, V'shomarto Mishmartoi, V'chukoisov, U'mishpotov, U'mitzvoisov, Kol Hayomim. You should love Hashem and safeguard his charge and his chukim and his bottom and his mitzvahs for the rest, for eternity.
Vidatem hayoyim eki lo yez b'neichem asher lo yodu v'asher lo yiro'u es musar adoyno yeloyichem es godlo yez yodeh chazako uzoy oy hanetuyo.
You should know, realize, and internalize the musar I'm giving you today. What I'm about to tell you in the next couple of psukim, I'm not talking to your children that don't know and didn't see what I'm about to tell you. Hashem's greatness and his strong hand and his outstretched arm. Psukim Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav is one long run-on sentence, so let's read it all together and then we'll go back to explain it piece by piece. Nocham Ol Posuk Beis.
Vidatem hayoyim eki lo yez b'neichem asher lo yodu v'asher lo yiro'u es musar adoyno yeloyichem es godlo yez yodeh chazoko uzroi oy hanetuyo ves oy soy sov ves masov asher oso besoich mitzroyim lefaroy melech mitzayim ulechol arzoy v'asher oso lecheil mitzrayim lesusov ulerichboy אשר הציף אסמי ים סוף על פניהם ברודפום אחריכם ויעבדם אדוני עד היום הזה ואשר עושו לוחם במדבור עד בויכם עד המקום הזה ואשר עושו לדוסון ולאווירום בני אליוב בן ראובן אשר פוצצו הורץ אס פיהו בתבלועים ואס בותיהם ואס אוהליהם ואיס כל היקום אשר מרגליהם.
Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not speaking to your children that never saw the following list of things. I'm speaking to you. You saw it with your own eyes. Hashem's greatness and Hashem's strong hand and outstretched arm. And the Nisim he did in Mitzrayim to Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, to his entire country. And what he did to his army and his horses and his chariots by Yamsuf. That he took the waters of Yamsuf and covered the Mitzrayim when they chased you. Hashem destroyed them. And then what Hashem continued to do in the desert for throughout the 40 years, the Mon, the Be'er, the Anonim, and all the Nisim in the desert until you came to this very place, Alvois Moyov. And going back to the Ma'isa of Kuyrach, what Hashem did to Dosan and Aviram, the children of Eliyah from Shevet Reuven, that the land opened up its mouth and swallowed them and their houses and their tents and all of their assets that they own. Bekerev Kol Yisrael. Says Rashi, Tupshotim, what does that mean? Wherever any one of the family members of Dosom and Aviram would run away, wherever he was, he couldn't escape it. The land would open up underneath him and swallow him up. That means there were many, many holes swallowing up all the people of Dosom and Aviram. Eilu divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Omer le Rav Nechemya, how could you say that? V'aloi kvar nemar v'tiftach ha'oretz es piho. V'aloi piho yisrael, one mouth, not plural. Omar loy frekt Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya umani mekayim bekerev kol Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm dashing a pasuk. It says bekerev kol Yisrael. That means there are holes all over the place. Omar loy says Rabbi Nechemya back to Rabbi Yehuda. What that means is Shena says ha'oretz mindroin kemashpeich. The earth became like a slope, like a funnel.
B'chol mokum shoyo echad meem oim izgalgel ubo ad mokum abekiyo. Says Rav Nechemia, there was one hole in the ground. What does it mean, mekerev kol Yisrael? Wherever he was, it turned into a slope and like a funnel and funneled him all to the mokum abekiyo. So al kolponim, we have two pshatim. What does it mean, mekerev kol Yisrael? Rav Yehuda says it means there are holes all over the place. Rav Nechemia means wherever he was, it sloped to the big hole. Veiskala yikum asher beragleim. Yikum means the mamoinoi shel odom, the assets of a person. What does it have to do with beragleim? Shema amida el raglov. It stands you up on your feet. You're able to live in this world if you have assets. Posuk Zayin is going back to Posuk Beis. Posuk Beis and this whole long run-on sentence told you. I'm not talking to your children that didn't see all of this. Rather, Posuk Zayin, ki einichem oy ois eis kol ma'ase Adonai ha'gadol asher oso. Rather, I'm speaking to you. You saw all this with your own eyes. But we went through the Nisim in the desert, Posukei, v'asher oso lochem ba'midbor, ad bo'achem ad ha'mokom hazeh, that all of you saw. And what happened in Mitzrayim and in Yamsuf and in Dosan Vaviram, the older ones of you saw, those over the age of 40, 45, you saw that. Says Rashi, ki einichem horoyos. Musa v'ala mikro ha'amule malo, going back to Posuk Beis. It's one long one-on sentence. Ki lo yaz b'neichem asher lo yodu. I'm not talking to them. Ki im imochem asher einichem royos. I'm talking to you. You saw it with your own eyes. Posuk ches mushmartem es kol ha-mitzvo asher onechim etzavecho ha-yoyim lema'an techezku uvosem mevirishtem es ha-oretz asher atem oivrim shomo lerishto.
Be careful to keep all the mitzvahs that I'm commanding you today in order that you should be strong and come and inherit the land that you are crossing over the Yarden in order to inherit. And even once you get there, continue doing the mitzvahs in order that you should have long days, many years on the land that Hashem has promised to give to your ancestors, to give to them and their descendants, a land that flows milk and honey. In other words, there's plenty of good in Eretz Yisrael. Ad kan, the seventh topic of Parshas Ekev, starting off with the famous posuk, V'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecho Shoyel Me'imoch, Kim Le'iro Es Hashem Elokecho, V'chulei. Where Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musa and Chizek to Am Yisrael to keep all the mitzvahs with all their details. And just one touch what I forgot to mention in posuk Beis. Asher lo yodu v'asher lo yiroes, musar Hashem Elokeichem. The word musar in this context means the lesson that Hashem has taught you through His greatness, His strong hand and outstretched arm. And what are the lessons we learn from those psukim? The lessons is that Hashem loves you, and He punishes those who start up with you, namely the Mitzrim, and the Nisim that He did for you throughout the Midbar. That's the lesson you're meant to learn from, that Hashem loves you. And what He did to Dosan V'Aviram, those who start up, who are rebellious, Hashem punishes. All those lessons, you saw it with your own eyes. It's not your children I'm talking to, it's talking to you. And therefore you should learn from that you should be keeping the mitzvahs in order to inherit the land, in order to stay on the land. On to the eighth topic, comparing Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Mitzrayim. Posuk Yud. Ki ha'oretz asher atovo shomo l'rishto lo ich eretz mitzrayim hi asher yotosem mishom asher ot Yisrael zaracho v'ishkiso v'raglecho kegan hayorok ve'ha'oretz asher atem oivrim shomo l'rishto eretz horim uv'ka'ois limtar ha'shomayim tishtemoyim. These two psukim are clearly comparing Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim. The question is, what is the nature of this comparison? And here we have Machloikes, Rashi, and Ramban. Kedarkenu, first we'll learn Rashi's pshat, and then we'll mention the Ramban. Rashi learns that Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting himself, this is what he told Am Yisrael to convince them to leave Mitzrayim. And he tells them, I'm going to take you to a better land than Mitzrayim. Ki oretz asher atovo shomo l'rishto, Eretz Yisrael that you're coming to inherit, is much better than Eretz Mitzrayim. In Eretz Mitzrayim, you got to plant whatever you plant. and there's no rain over there. There's a Nile River, and you have to schlep water from the Nile River with buckets, and you have to water whatever you plant over there. Mashenkein, Potugat Aleph, Eretz Yisrael, the land you're coming to inherit. It's a land of mountains and valleys. You don't have to schlep water. Fakel, you have rain coming wherever you... The rain waters everything. You don't have to schlep the water. That's one mila. And the second mila, if you have a mountain, the area that you can plant on a mountain is much more than in a flat land. And therefore, you have much more planting space. 2 milas of Eretz Yisrael over Eretz Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi inside. Says Rashi, "Lo yikeret Mitzrayim hi elo toivo himeno." It's much better than it. This was said to Am Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. They were worried. Maybe we won't come to a better land. A better land than Mitzrayim. Ah, you'll ask, what would they rather stay slaves in Mitzrayim? The Torah said they had a better idea in their eyes. Kill Mitzrayim and let us stay over here. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no, that's not the point. We got to get to Eretz Yisrael, and indeed it's a better land. Says Rashi, Yochel Bignuso Akosu Medaber. How do I know my pshat is right? Maybe Fakelt. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that Eretz Mitzrayim is a better land than Eretz Yisrael. You're probably wondering, why in the world would Moshe Rabbeinu speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael? That's what the Meraglim did. And especially he's trying to convince them to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why would he say something negative about Eretz Yisrael? Says the Sifrei Rachamim, this Hava Amina of Rashi, of Yochel Begnusa HaKosu Medaber, what Moshe was telling them, Eretz Yisrael is a supernatural place. Yes, you don't have the Nile River that overflows and waters and irrigates the whole country. You have the rain. You're dependent on Hashem, and rain depends on you keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs. You have a direct connection to Hashem. That's a great mila. But on a physical sense, that's Yochel Begnusa HaKosu Medaber, Eretz Yisrael, in a certain sense, is worse than Mitzrayim because you're dependent on Hashem. You can't rely on your resources. Says Rashi, that's not the pshat in the posuk. Talmud Lema, we have a posuk in Parshas Shlach. It says, V'chevroin sheva shonim nivneso lifnei tzuyan Mitzrayim. It says that Chevron was built 7 years before Tzoyan, a city in Mitzrayim. Now, here we need a shtickle history. A pasuk in Parshas Noach. Chom, the son of Noach, had 4 children. Ubnei Chom, Chush, uMitzrayim, uFut, uChnoan. All we need is the second and fourth son. Mitzrayim and Canaan were 2 children of Chom. And Chom built cities for his 2 children. His youngest son, Canaan, got Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. And Chevron was a city in Eretz Canaan. Chom built that city for his son, Canaan. And Tzoyan is a city in Mitzrayim. His older son, I mean his second son. And Chom built Tzoyan for his son, Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, V'chevron sheva shonim nivnasa lifnei Tzoyan Mitzrayim. That Chom built Chevron 7 years before he built Tzoyan for Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, Odom Echad Benom. One person built both these cities. Chom Bono Tzoyan Mitzrayim Benoi. V'chevron leKnan. He built these 2 cities for his 2 sons. Derech Eretz Odom Boines HaNoe V'Achagach Boines HaKo. The way of the land is, first you build, you use the quality materials for the first building you're building. And then Shepsol Deshel Rishon Yunoisen HaSheni. And the leftovers of the original nice building, then you use for the second building. So over here, the first city was built for Chevron, for Canaan. Uvechol mokom achoviv koidem. First comes the nicer one. Holamadat oshe Chevron yofe Mitzrayim. You see over here that Chevron, which is in Eretz Canaan, is a better city than Tzoyan. Umitzrayim mishubachas mikol ha'arotzois. We know that Eretz Mitzrayim was a very good land. Where do we see that? Shenemar kegan Hashem keretz Mitzrayim. A posuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, when it says that Loit chose to live in Sdoim and Amora before Hashem destroyed them. They were beautiful. That was a beautiful land. The pasuk describes it. It was kegan Hashem, like Gan Eden, like Eretz Mitzrayim. You see how great Mitzrayim was. Is used as a marshal to describe a wonderful land. Ve'tzoyan shvach Mitzrayim hi, and Tzoyan was the best city in Mitzrayim.
How do I know? Shoyis tomokom ha-malchus. That's where the kings would live. Shekeinu oimer ha-posuk in Yeshaya k'yu b'tzoyan tzorov. The sorim, the ministers, would live in tzoyan. Ve'chevroin, on the other hand, p'soyol doshel Eretz Yisrael. Chevroin is the worst part of Eretz Yisrael. Lekach ikhtuo l'kvuras meisim. That's why it was designated as burial plots. Moras ha-machpelo. Ve'af al-pichein, hi yofem mitzoyan. And even though Chevron is the worst of Eretz Yisrael, Tzoyan is the best of Eretz Mitzrayim. Chevron is better than Tzoyan. So it says Rashi, you see clearly that Eretz Yisrael is physically better than Mitzrayim. And that's the comparison the Pasuk is telling you. That Eretz Yisrael has a mila, a physical mila over Mitzrayim. Number one, you don't have to schlep the water, you get rain. And number two, you have more planting space, as Rashi will tell us soon. The Gemara in Ksubis darshan is the same idea that I just told you, but with a different twist. The Gemara asks, Knan was the younger son. So why would Chum build a city for his younger son? Why would Chum build a city for his younger son, Knan, before his older son, Mitzrayim? So what does it mean? Chevron Sheva Shonim Nivnosa Lifnei Tzayim Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara in Ksubis, it's not talking about chronological time-wise. Of course, he built Tzoyan first, that's his older son. But it's better quality land. Mevune al echad mishiva b'tzoyan. It's seven times better than Tzoyan. The bottom line is Rashi Shita in these Pesukim, and he proved it. That the Pasuk is telling you that Eretz Yisrael is physically better than Eretz Mitzrayim. Asher yetzosem yishom, afilu Eretz Goyshen ve'Eretz Ramses. Even the land that you went out from, specifically. You lived in Goyshen and Ramses. Asher yeshavten bo, that's where the Jews lived in Mitzrayim. Ve'be'meitav Eretz Mitzrayim. Shenemar, as Paroi told Yosef, when the brothers came down to Mitzrayim. Be'meitav Eretz Yoshev v'sachecho. Even the best parts of Mitzrayim, Goshen and Ramses, afi eino k'Eretz Yisrael. It's not as good as Eretz Yisrael. What's the mile of Eretz Yisrael over Mitzrayim? In Mitzrayim v'ishkisa beraglecho. Eretz Mitzrayim oiso tzricho lovi maim nilus beraglecho ulashkoiso. You have to schlep buckets of water from the Nilus in order to irrigate the land. Tzorchato lindoid mishnoscho. You have to spend sleepless nights v'lamil and work hard. Lower lands get the water, higher lands don't. You have to schlep it up. You have to schlep up the water to the higher lands. You're sleeping in bed. The rain comes down, the high places, the low places, the hidden places, the open places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything. Kigan hayorok, like a vegetable patch. She'ein dayloi b'geshomim. A vegetable patch, rain is not enough. U'mashkin oisa b'regel v'kosef. You have to schlep water with your feet and schlep water on your shoulders in order to give it extra irrigation. So that's one mila, that you have rain versus schlepping water. A second mile, says Rashi, Eretz Horim Evekois Meshubach Ahor Min HaMishel. A mountain is better than a flat land. Shehamishel Bebeis Kur Atozeri HaKur. In the area of a base kur, you can plant one kur, a measurement of wheat. Avol Ahor Bebeis Kur, if you have a mountain on an area of a base kur, Mimenu Chamishes Kurim, you can plant five kurim. Arba Me'arba Shipuav, four kurim on the four slopes, vechad beroishay, and on top of the mountain, assuming it's not coming to a tip, it also has a flat land on top of the mountain, you also have a base kur over there, you have more planting area. Uvekois hein mishoil, a plain, a flat land. And the Ramban argues on Rashi. Ramban says, Pshuto shel mikro is what Rashi negates. Rashi is a hav amino. The way we explained it, according to the Sifzei Chachamim, of Yochol b'gnusa ha-kosu medabel, says the Ramban, that's pshat in the posuk, but it's not a gnus. The Ramban explains it's a direct continuation from the previous topic. Moshe tells us to keep the mitzvahs in order to inherit Eretz Yisrael, in order to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. But you have to realize, Eretz Yisrael is a supernatural land. You're completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If you keep the mitzvahs, you'll get rain. If you don't keep the mitzvahs, there won't be rain. It's not like Eretz Mitzrayim that you can rely on your own resources. You have the Nile River overflowing and irrigating the country. No. Here you're totally dependent on Hashem.
Posuk Yud Beis, Eretz Asher Adonai Elohecha D'Reishiso Tamid Einei Adonai Elohecha Bo Me'Reishis HaShono Ve'Ad Acharis Shono.
Eretz Yisrael is the land that Hashem constantly seeks out. Hashem's eyes are always upon it, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Hashem is always looking out for Eretz Yisrael.
Says Rashi, Er Asher Hashem Elokecha Doyrish Oiso.
Fregt Rashi, V'aloi Kolo Aroitzos Hu Doyrish. Hashem seeks out all the lands. Shenemar, Lehamtir Al Eretz Loi Ish. Rashi learning this pasuk is a continuation of the rain theme of the previous pasuk. Hashem makes it rain on all lands. It's Loi Ish, not a man causes the rain. Of course, Hashem makes it rain. So what does the pasuk mean specifically Eretz Yisrael?
Elo Kaviyochel Einu Doyrish Elo Oiso.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu only seeks out Eretz Yisrael.
Validei oiso drisha shedorsho dirishes kol ha'arotzes imo.
All the other lands come in derech agav, but the main seeking is Eretz Yisrael.
Tomid einei Hashem Elokecha bo.
Always. Lirois ma yitzricho lechadosh bo gzeirois. What does Eretz Yisrael need? A new gzeirois.
Itim letoivo, itim lero. Sometimes good gzeirois, sometimes less good gzeirois. Kedise b'rosh Hashanah.
Mereishis Hashono, Mereish Hashono, Nidoin Mayei Besoifo.
And Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu decides what's going to be at the end of the year.
Aye, so what does it mean? Tomid, Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Vadach Rishono.
What does that mean?
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is the stira. And the Gemara answers.
And Rosh Hashanah, Hashem paskins how much rain is going to come to Eretz Yisrael.
And then, throughout the year, depending on the Maisim of Am Yisrael, Hashem decides whether it will be a beneficial rain or whether it will be less beneficial. Hashem could take the same rain and put it on places that don't need the rain, or make it a rain that will come in the form of a not good rain. So the rain is decided on Rosh Hashanah, but how and when and where, that's decided throughout the year.
Rain is just an example. It's like all gzeirois, the gzeirois on Rosh Hashanah, and exactly how it's going to play out goes out throughout the year.
So according to Rashi, L'chayra Pasuk Yud Beis is another maila, a separate maila, different than what we saw in Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph. Yud and Yud Aleph is talking about a physical maila, and Pasuk Yud Beis is talking about a spiritual connection that Hashem has with Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Ramban, it's one inyan. It's one inyan. In Eretz Yisrael, you are totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, everything is dependent on Shmiras HaMitzvos. Adkan, the eighth topic of Parshas Ekev, the comparison of Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim.